Last week, I played a call by a fan of our on-air campaign, and I got this email in response. I really like WHQR. I'm a longtime listener, and I do contribute to your support, but I hate your awful begging for money on air. Yes, I know. Someone called in and said he thought it was well done. I'm on the other side of that coin. It is awful. I find another station to listen to when you start and continue to run your terrible begging for financial support. Why can't you do it quietly like other charities, or hire someone to regularly, constantly go after corporate sponsors? I receive letters in the mail, which is okay, but I hate your misuse of on-air time to beg for money. It demeans your station, and you should, at this point in your evolution, be above this form of fundraising. Regards, an anonymous listener for many, many years. I wrote back to this listener that the message raises a number of issues that are worthy of consideration by our listeners. In reference to one comment, studies have shown that about 85% of all contributions to nonprofit organizations come from individuals, not corporations. While we do better than that in business support, since we are a non-commercial station, we could not exist without listener support. The emailer wrote back, I did not know that 85% of all contributions are from individuals. I understand the importance of your fundraising, and as a longtime listener, I certainly don't want your station to go off the air. I just thought there may be a better way to fund your operations and growth. I thank this listener very much for writing. I know that many will agree. Robbie Bracken wrote that she appreciated the, quote, diplomatic, unquote, way negative comments are handled on Friday Feedback, and added, I met you and Mary Bradley at the WHQR Day fundraiser at Waterline Brewery in September. She was quite gracious, listening to me tell long-winded stories of my encounter with NPR's John Idsty 10 years ago. And my BF was thrilled to meet you after listening to so many Friday gripe sessions. Thanks, Robbie. Here's some other comments that came in during the drive. Vince Highsmith said, thanks for bringing classical music my way. Janet Mills said, the next generation of listeners might not know about public radio unless someone nurtures that opportunity. Shelley Thomas said, you make driving better. Nathan Capone said, I get infuriated every time WHQR has the pledge drive, but figured this time I would call in and do something about it. Smiley face. After a wonderful trip to Italy this past summer, I'm grateful to try out my semi-literate Italian. Patrizia Andreani wrote, I love to wake up in the morning and turn on the radio to listen to WHQR, my absolute favorite. Grazie mille. And I just realized I can't speak Italian without making gestures. Spencer Bloom said, I am a UNCW student and happy to support WHQR as it addresses issues that are important to listeners young and old. Thank you for your effort. It is really important. Gene Fisher said, I'm very grateful for when I did not have power and was able to listen via hand-powered radio. Well, whether your radio is hand-powered, steam-powered, wood-burning, analog, digital, turbocharged, mountain-grown, FM, HD, plain vanilla, or super snazzy, we'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. And as always, thanks for your feedback.